Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Talking Yanks pregame show. Switching up a little bit today. You got myself, Dan Work. I'm joined by Joe's McFly. Joe's, how you doing, man? We got a big series today, dude. Big series. How are you?
Big series. Yankees came off a week. Good homestand. Would have been a great homestand if they would have pulled out yesterday's game. But I'm feeling good. I think starting to get healthier. Volpe starting to hit. He's starting to feel himself as a major leaguer now, so I'm kind of happy about that. So let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you, dude. You know, even though it was a split, this was probably the first series this year, at least since Stanton went down, that it felt like they represented the logo. I was watching the Yankees. I was excited to watch. Even when they went down, you know, by four in Sunday's game, you feel like, oh, what? They might be able to come back, which is
a nice feeling.
Yeah, dude, we haven't been able to experience that for quite some time, since, what, the first half of 2022? So a welcome surprise. Yankees are looking good again, and now they got to carry it over to hopefully carry it over in Toronto. And we got a lineup, Joe's. It's an interesting one. You said you haven't seen it yet, I think.
I haven't seen it yet. Let's rip it.
Here we go. Now, Bowers is in the leadoff spot again. We're going Bowers, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Willie Calhoun, Anthony Volpe, Oswaldo Cabrera, Kyle Higashioka, Aaron Hicks. So, Bowers, Judge, Rizzo, Torres, Calhoun, Volpe, Cabrera, Higashioka, and Hicks rounding it out, which means both Bader and DJ LeMahieu are sitting today in the first game of what we assumed, you know, you would kind of consider a must-win, non-mathematical must-win, pretty big game. They're sitting two starters. Right off the bat, I'll say I'm not too pleased about that. I understand, you know, you do got to rest guys here and there, and I'm fine doing one of them. Both of them, though, I think that's a big mistake, especially when, you know, people say, I've already seen some rebuttals like, oh, well, you don't want people to get hurt. Well, they're getting hurt anyway, so I don't really see this as a, you know, like.
I say this. If you're short on pitching, then you have to shore up your other areas. So, like, your offense and your defense have to be on par. Jimmy Cordero starting today.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to want to put up runs, and you got to try to prevent. I think yesterday, a lot of yesterday's game, the reason why it was lost is because a lot of defensive things didn't happen the way that the Yankees should have. And if they would have prevented runs a little bit better, then maybe we would have got out of there 3 out of 4.
And if Albert Abreu didn't throw, four straight changeups, that wasn't ideal. But
or come in the game.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't have been in the first place. And for the fact that Ron ended up getting warm, too. Hey, Jake, what up? I haven't seen Jake in so long.
Right there.
You can't hear me, but that tie-dye shirt is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I am wearing a watch. Somebody mentioned that in the chat. I appreciate you noticing.
Is wearing a watch.
The positive today, one of the positives, is so we're going against Alek Manoah, which may sound crazy as a positive, but he's struggling so far this year. You look at his stats, his ERA, 4.83. He has a 1.66 whip. And you look at the last three games, most recently against Philadelphia, 4 2/3, 3 runs. His best start in a while was actually against Boston on the 3rd, 5 innings, 2 runs. And then before that, 5 innings, 2 runs. So, I mean, he really got off to a bad start. He's kind of picking it up lately, but still not the Alek Manoah we're too familiar with. So maybe.
Dan, tell me a little bit about what he did in his last start against the Yankees. I don't really want to even buy into that. I think the Yankees had to go in there with like a solid approach because he pitched really well against them.
To be honest with you, when you mentioned that, I totally forgot we already faced him. Yeah, 7 innings, scoreless, 5 strikeouts, 2 hits. But, yo, we're talking about a different Yankee team now.
Right.
We're back. So this is a whole new ballgame for him. And, yo, I'll say this.
Can't wait for Giancarlo to come back, man. We need him.
Yeah, and let me mention this real quick. Kate caught me off guard the other day because they're talking about the injury report going over with Meredith and all. And Kay goes, man, wouldn't it be nice if the Yankees get Stan back by the last road trip of the month? And I was like, what? Last road trip of the month?
They said May 28th.
And I was like, because I'm still going to get my hopes up about all that. But to be honest, the second he went down, I was like, all right, second half. Well, that's,
I kept thinking second half, July, whatever.
But even if it's not going to be end of this month, which I feel like almost definitely isn't, if we could stand back by like beginning of June, mid-June, I'll take that as a W. For now, you know, not an ideal lineup. But still, I mean, we're starting to hit home runs again. And that is big. So if
you like Bowers leading off?
So I still prefer Volpe in the leadoff spot. I do. Although I thought if they were going to take him out, it would be Bader that goes there. I'm not more so against Bowers. Bowers is interesting. I'm not a huge fan of Gleyber there, to be honest. Not exactly. And he's having a good year. I love Gleyber Torres. They extend him, all that. I love him to death. But as for, you know, what makes a prototypical leadoff hitter, you know, Gleyber doesn't have the best, like, doesn't work at bats too well.
Right.
He also doesn't get on base at a crazy of a clip, like, say, like a DJ LeMahieu would, or how Harrison Bader is doing right now. But
right.
I think it's, you know, come once Stanton's healthy, then we'll probably see the full Yankee lineup, and I guess that probably has DJ back in the leadoff spot, or maybe they see Volpe long term. Not sure.
I think you're keeping DJ. DJ is out of this lineup, which I wish he was in. Right, that's one guy, but I feel like keeping him down in the lineup is because they're trying to string hits together.
I like
you're
it
right.
Now.
Giancarlo comes back, and yeah. If Volpe's going by that time, then you're like, I'm okay.
Like ideal October lineup right now is that things work out health wise, and also, you know, Volpe keeps hitting, that I want him back in the leadoff spot, and okay. You have Stanton cleanup, and then I always loved DJ batting fifth. Me, perfect fifth hitter. Perfect fifth hitter. Not prototypical, not like your right. Stereotypical fifth hitter, but just the fact of if Rizzo or Stanton doesn't get it done after, like, you know, Volpe or Judge, then you got DJ who you can kind of rely on. I like him in the fifth spot. But all right, so that's the lineup for today, and if I'm remembering the order correctly.
What do the Blue Jays have? Springer, Bichette, Vlad. Gotta watch out for Vlad, man.
Their lineup, it looks like they have pretty much all the regulars going.
They have everybody out there. Sheesh. All right.
Yeah. So Blue Jays are locked and loaded. They're taking this seriously, as they should. And, you know, speaking of this series, we're two games behind the Blue Jays right now in the standings. So we're now tied for fifth place with the Red Sox again, two games behind the Blue Jays. So if we can take three out of four.
Yeah, we're ahead of them by percentage points. Half game on top of
half
the
game.
Sox.
Okay. Yeah. And I ain't worried about them too much. Right now, I'm really just concerned.
That's how you climb in the standings, though.
Yeah. Dude, that's why I'm not even looking at that eight games back in the East. Because for right now, it's no, just climb teams. We've got the Blue Jays ahead of us and the Orioles. And by the end of the series, if all things go well, maybe we do pass them, the Blue Jays. So that's something to keep your eye on. What is the next in the order? We go to Pitching Path to Victory.
Pitching Path to Victory.
Yeah. What up, guys, in the chat? How you doing? Pitching Path to Victory. Okay, so as Joe's mentioned, Yankees are doing a little bit different today. It's Johnny Brito will not be getting the start. They're going with Jimmy Cordero. I like this move. Probably only being there for, you know, an inning or two max. You get him through pretty much the heart of the Blue Jays order, and then you turn it over to Brito. I liked actually a lot what I've seen from Brito this year. I mean, I don't think he really should have been in the spot to begin with, so I don't really blame him for kind of being mediocre. But I don't think, like...
Did the Yanks say that they were going to bring him out of the pen?
No, that's just an assumption by me. Okay. But he is in line today to go, so I assumed he's probably going to follow Cordero. Also, the bullpen is still pretty shot. But anyways, if we can maybe get through... Let's say if Cordero and Brito can get us into the fifth inning, enter the fifth having only allowed two runs, I think I might take that as a W. Is that...
Cordero?
Cordero?
I don't know if you stretch out.
No. Cordero and Brito.
Oh,
if they were
the
to combine.
Of.
Yes. So say Cordero for one or two. Brito takes over, gives you three or maybe four. Two runs.
Yeah. Did we see King yesterday? We didn't see King yesterday.
Let me pull up my... Yesterday,
we're
don't
trailing.
Think we did.
We had Abreu.
Shout out Dan Canobie. I'm going to pull up the roster resource link he sent me that has all the pitch counts.
Oh, yes. That's what I was looking for.
I'm going on Slack for the first time in probably 2 weeks. Actually, that's a lie. I went on the other night to message Espo.
Nice. Yes.
Actually, Espo, I'm not sure if I messaged you back, only because it was quite late and I realized, oh shit, that's coming out on Monday. Let me get on to that.
No,
ASAP.
I always trust you on that.
Yeah, I'm
you're
like,
you're always good to go.
I'm a weird messenger. I kind of like, I see, but I don't always respond. But it's not a disrespect thing. No, all right, I can't get to this freaking link that Canobio sent me, so give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to see who pitched yesterday. Here we go.
To see who pitched yesterday, Mike King did not pitch yesterday's game.
So yesterday was just Albert Abreu, Ron Marinaccio, and Ryan Weber.
Correct. So, and when they do use King, they use him for multiple innings. It feels like that's what they're doing here because they're trying to stay away from his injury stuff. So I could see King going out there for two in this game. Yesterday they did not use Wandy. They did not use Clay.
Bullpen's actually in better shape than I thought.
Yeah, it's in better shape because of yesterday kind of reset it because of the people that you use.
Yeah.
So we got to try to like piece it together. I want to see Hamilton out there today. I feel like he's like a He's been used quite a bit, but it almost feels like he's such a good resource. He's become such a good resource for the team. Yeah. I got to see him. He's got to be out there today.
I think so. He hasn't. He threw 19 pitches on Friday, did not throw Saturday or Sunday.
Right.
So going off that plan we had before, if let's just say, let's be real generous here. Like if we can get 5 innings, 2 runs combined out of Cordero and Brito, that's kind of asking for a lot. 6th, 7th, and 8th, and 9th, you can have Hamilton, you can have King, Wandy, Clay. So even... Yeah, if they can just give us 4 innings, the Yankees might
four.
Be able to get...
Four. I was thinking four.
Yeah, if you can just get us four innings.
Especially maybe 1 run?
Yo, word. All right. And King and Hamilton, they both can give you multi-innings.
Right,
so,
exactly.
You know, I'm going to take back something I said earlier. I think I mentioned the Yankees bullpen was in bad shape. We're actually kind of doing all right, if as long as Cordero and Brito somewhat...
I would love to save outs, though, going into the next game, you know?
Hopefully. But when was the last time something went ideal? You know,
just doesn't.
Do things ever go ideal these days?
Figure it out, Pop.
Yeah. So that's the pitching pathway to victory. Probably can all agree on that. Maybe
yes.
Not. I don't know.
That should be it.
Yeah. Pretty straightforward. Make us the manager, Joes. All right. Next up would be Homer Draft.
Homer Draft. After. Okay.
I'm not going to sing the song, though, because I don't want to. Last time I was here, I did something that I guess Jimmy and Jake do all the time, and I was called a poser, so I can't sing the
Now let's pose away.
Homer Draft. It is the Homer Draft. All right, so.
Brought to you by you.
I try to remember how these rules work. I obviously know how it works, but we have a fresh, clean slate. There's nobody that we can't pick, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So, Joes, I guess since I'm talking so much in this episode, we'll consider you the guest here. You go first.
I don't know who goes first.
There's somebody I want to pick, and I'll be pissed if you take him.
Of course. I mean, I'm wearing a 99 shirt. He homered. He almost homered again. I'm going Judge. That's easy.
Fair enough.
Against Manoa.
One of my favorite homers of all time was, well, a couple of them against the Blue Jays, but that solo shot he hit against Manoa in Toronto last year, around this time, I think it was like May. That solo shot to left tied it up, and it was a big deal because, I don't know, I guess some stupid kid caught the ball, and it was a whole big story. I don't know. Do you remember
stupid
that?
Stupid kid?
That stuff, dude, like, I like it after the Yankees. I like it after the Yankees
win. Are you talking about the kid with the sign?
Maybe. That doesn't do anything for me. It happened a couple years ago, too. Remember? In Toronto. Judge hit, like, a go-ahead 2-run shot in 18, and it was like... I like those stories, but sometimes they're like they make that the front page news and not the fact that Judge just hit a go-ahead homer.
It's yeah.
Like earlier, I go to download that clip, right? I'm trying to find the homer off Manoa. The clip isn't even Aaron Judge takes Alec Manoa deep. It's like Aaron Judge makes kid cry. Like, all right, whatever. Anyways, I think that's a great pick by you. Judge is starting to heat up. And something about Judge, I feel like, you know, when we were really going through it, some people forget how quickly he can just individually on his own win games for you.
Yeah.
I mean, the other day, dude, like... With a 2-homer game, I mean, that's something that we see from Judge pretty damn often. And it seems like just because, you know, he had like a week or two slump, a lot of people forgot about that. Like, no, this dude, you look at a lineup like we have today, Judge is capable of winning the game for you. So, you know,
if he doesn't hit, because other people have to think, like, pitchers are like, oh my God, Judge is 2 more batters away. I have to pitch this guy carefully. I don't want to put guys on base, blah, blah, blah. And that's.
Which, by the way, that's one of the reasons I still kind of prefer Volpe in the leadoff spot. I like him hitting in front of Judge. But let's see. I am going to go with... All right, so you took Judge.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you know, I feel like Bowers is going to go deep. I don't want to go into the crazy like premonition thing just yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see a leadoff shot against Alec Manoa.
Okay.
I'm not going to put the leadoff thing out
Bowers
there.
Bowers been kind of like a hot pick in this pregame show. I've seen Dan... Take him a couple of times and
dude,
hit.
That's why I stress sometimes coming on this show, bro. I feel like every other day you see a clip pop up on Twitter like, oh, Canobio predicted this, Canobio predicted that. Like, man doesn't lose.
Yeah.
He's got it down.
He knows what he's doing. I should have asked him, actually, before I came in here. Who does he think is going to homer? Should have did it.
Yeah. So I'll go with Bowers. And then I believe, if I'm remembering the rules right, because you picked first, I picked back-to-back.
Yes, you picked back-to-back.
All right, so we're going with Bowers. And then... I'm going to go with one of the best first basemen in baseball, Anthony Rizzo. Oh, sorry, Drew. Yo,
hopefully
to be fair,
you're going to pick him. It's okay.
You took my Aaron Judge pick, so I think we're
it's
even.
It's okay.
Shout out Rizzo. Been tearing the cover off the ball lately. We was just talking to my boy Pat last night about whether or not he's like one of the top first basemen in baseball. And you look at it this year, compared to the rest of that position, first base, he is currently 4th in WRC+, has a 155. He's also 3rd in war among all first basemen in baseball. So Anthony
Rizzo
having a great year. I would say probably, I mean, he's the team MVP so far, right? Assuming we're not picking Cole. I don't like to do pitchers for
No, you're right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, he's been the steadying force. He's been the guy that's been in the lineup every day, it feels like. And he's been awesome, especially at home. We're on the road. But yeah. He's still been good. I love that they got rid of the shift. I think it's a mental block for him.
Totally.
And he'll be good. But I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go with a different pick here.
Oh, I love it.
I don't know if people expect this or not, but I'm just going to go and drop in the bucket. I'm going to go ahead and pick Willie Calhoun.
Okay.
And I'm going to see him homer today. I don't know where. I don't know if it's against Manoah or not. But he's homering tonight, guys. Bank it.
Hey, I mean, listen, before they sat him 4 days in a row, he was starting to hit the ball a little bit. I'm going to try to pull up his, let's see what his last. His last seven games. I'm going to do some math here. He has a 350 OBP.
I didn't even look at the math.
A 350 OBP and a 471 slugging percentage. So that means over his last seven games, Willie Calhoun has a.
Hit the ball.
Why is my computer not working or my phone? 350 plus 471. An 821 OPS, Willie Calhoun, in his last seven games. So, Joe's, I don't hate that pick. Had a couple homers too, so.
That's good. Homer.
I like it. And I feel like sometimes the homer draft, if you really want to get it right, you got to like pick a real dude, and then you got to pick like a.
Well, they're all. I mean, that's kind of.
Of course, they're all real
mean
dudes.
To them.
But like
they're
right
all
now,
real dudes.
To but the real dude for me,
Judge.
Who'd you pick first? Yes, you pick Judge. Yeah, Judge and it's like I go with.
I get
Rizzo.
What you're saying.
Judge, Rizzo, Torres, and if DJ were in there, Volpe, I'd put there as well. But like a Higgy or a Hicks or a Willie, like oftentimes if you're right, it's gonna be one of those guys. I feel like so. I like that pick by you. All right, is that a wrap on the homer draft? We're going Judge and Willie and Rizzo and Bowers.
That's it. Lock it in.
All right, lock that in, and that brings us up to the over-under. So let me pull out my DraftKings Sportsbook app. Joe's, I did kind of spoil it for you before, but the over-under, do you want me to tell you, or do you want to guess?
What is that?
It's 9.5 combined, of course, for the game. I
don't
really
bet on that.
That
feels about right.
I like it, I believe. I'm trying to equate up the scores in my brain, so that could be like a... That could be like a 6-4 Yankees win. Yeah, I could see a 6-4. Like
Yankees have been Yankee offense has been hitting of late. They've been putting up runs.
Yes.
So that's a great thing. I wish that they had the Rays good bullpen.
Yeah.
That the Yankees hit all weekend. But I don't know. I'm going to go over on that.
I'm going to go over as well.
Over for sure.
I hate to agree so much, but I'm going to agree with you, Joe's. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I think I would go
plus,
with the over.
Plus, you know, Cordero. I think there's going to be runs being scored today, and the Yankees are going to make sure that they...
Yeah. I'll tell you, what kind of concerns ahead. Me just in terms of tonight is... I have the Yankees winning 3 out of 4, right? If there were a game I'd pick them to lose, it would be this one.
This one.
I don't want to ever put that energy out there in the air. I mean, that's totally opposite of who I am as a person.
It's hard to win 3 out of 4.
It's, dude, that's the thing with four-game series, dude. It's so hard to, like... And that's why I don't even feel that bad about like the way I feel after the Rays series, because I feel good as a Yankee fan. And some people call me crazy for that. It's like, nah, dude, like they showed up, they looked good, and it's hard as hell to win 4-game series. This one, though, I mean, if you could take 3 out of 4, that would be a miracle. Like, it's not a miracle, but a huge W, because then you can pass the Blue Jays. I worry about tonight. Win tonight, though. I don't want to say the S word first game of the series.
Sweet.
But you know what I'm saying?
Don't let us win tonight.
Don't let us win tonight. So we're both going over on the over-under. And I believe that takes us to premonitions. Do some premonition. I like, if you don't mind, you to lead off here. This is like my worst category. I don't know if it's because I'm not that creative or what it is, but
you see that
I'm
am,
never right.
I am a man of imagination, of course.
Yes, you are.
And I think about a lot of things that are happening throughout a game. I think the Yankees might actually be trailing going into the later innings. And I love your surprise look.
But
I think that the Yankees will end up coming back. What's going to happen is, and then this is going to start their comeback kick, right? Because they've been coming back against the Rays, come back against a couple of teams. Now they're going to do it again in division. And I think that the guy who's going to start it, Yankees been using the bunt a little bit to get on base, and I love it. I think we're going to have Volpe be at the forefront of that. I think he's going to start up the offense again. With a bunt, he's going to steal 2 bags, and then it's going to get the offense rolling, and we're going to go ahead and roll.
You know who's calling me right now? That was a great point by you. Chris Rose. I'm going to message him that I can't respond. Because
Chris
Chance
Rose.
On the Talking Yanks pregame show. Only because I would answer it right now live, but chances are I fucked something up on baseball today. That's why he's calling me. So I don't want to take that live. But, Joe's, I like that pick. I do. And, yo... Perhaps, you know, it might be something in the air for the month of May because were coming off a good weekend where the Yankees were coming back. And I believe 13 years ago this time was walk-off weekend for the 09 Yankees.
I love the 09 Yankees.
Yes. So maybe it's a little bit of a thing where mid-May you kind of find your groove a little bit. You get some of that magic. Because there's no, you don't ever feel like your team's going to win the World Series more than when they're coming back all the time.
Yeah.
So if we have like one or two more comeback victories in another big series like this, I mean.
I love that.
Did you go to the 09 parade?
Yes, I did.
You
I
did?
I was there.
How is that? I mean.
It's an awesome experience. I went to.
I imagine, but.
09 and 2000. With supervision, but I did go to 2009 and that was great.
Yeah, I was a little, I was in third grade.
I wish that for you.
Yeah. One day, dude, this year, maybe.
You were in what?
I was in third grade when the Yankees won in 09. I watched, but to be honest with you, it was like, oh, my dad has a game on. Let me tune in. It wasn't really until 2011 that I fully started getting invested. But Joe's, I feel like if the Yankees do win the World Series, you're going to be on a float. I'm like,
I don't know
you,
how.
You know you're going to be on a float, bro.
On a float.
You know
somewhere.
You're going to be on a float.
We got to make
sneak
it.
Sneak me on, too.
Somewhere. Yes. We got to get on a float.
What was
you got a promo?
Oh, damn. We're still on promos.
What do you think is going to happen?
Damn. Let's see here. I think Alec Manoah's dumbass is going to start some beef, and there's going to be another issue. You know?
You think benches are going to clear?
I want them to.
No,
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
Yes. But, I'm done clarifying that. Like, that to me should be obvious. Every time I say that, they're like, oh, so you want, like, you know, Judge to break his... No, I don't want none of that. But I very much... Like, last year, actually, with Manoah, when Judge got plunked. And Cole is, like, before the ball even hits Judge, it feels like, was out of the dugout screaming at him. Like, I love that stuff.
And Judge was looking at him like, yo, come on. And Manoah was like, hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. That's funny. It is funny as hell, bro. It's like sometimes people will accidentally start some shit with Judge, but that's it. Like they'll never finish it. They always end up kind of backing off
of
it.
They don't.
I would like to see something like that. You know, a little. Well, I shouldn't say I like to see. I'm predicting. This is a premonition, so I got to say what's going to happen. I think Alec Manoah. No, actually, I think the Yankees are going to be a little bit wild. They'll kind of start the trouble, not intentionally, but tempers will flare. And then whether it's in response to that or also by accident, I think Manoah throws at somebody. And there's at least, I want to say.
Wait, isn't there like some bad blood kind of carrying over? Because in that series in the stadium, didn't they hit Vlad? And Vlad was like,
yes.
What are you talking about? Like everybody was like Rizzo was like, what are you talking about,
yes,
bro? Like nobody's even trying to hit you, Pop.
I forgot about that, bro. I forgot. That was the Blue Jays series.
Promote it because that was going to happen.
Yeah, but usually when I say things, they don't happen. So, dude, knock on wood. I forgot about that. There was already, we already had bad blood with them this year.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then that was the same series. Rizzo was like, bro, just walk to first base.
Yeah, just come on. Yeah. He's a kid. Like, he's not trying to hit you right now. Like, oh,
yeah, it was like Weiser, right? Yeah, Weiser was like shitting himself, bro.
Weiser was like trying to, like, he was throwing with his left hand.
Yeah, for real.
Like, he just forgot.
So I think that's what we're going with today for the premonish. Big, some sort of, I don't want to say, like, bench is cleared. I'm going to say the bullpen's chugging out there. But there'll be something to where, like, we're all on the edge of our seat. You streaming tonight?
I might. I gotta go to the gym after this because I
too.
Am including the gym, and then we'll see what we'll.
Let's go. Yeah, there ain't nothing like a pregame lift, dude. I'm faking like a leg day lift today, I think, so it won't be anything too crazy. But yeah, dude, I'm pumped for the game tonight. Pumped for this series. I believe they're all night games. We got four straight games of 7 o'clockers.
And I love night games during the week.
Are we on the pregame show every day?
Yes.
Yeah. Word.
Pregame show every day, and
let's
I love
go.
Night games.
So. It's nice. I can come in the office for like 30 minutes and get the hell out of here. It's perfect. Is that it for the do we have any more bullet points?
That's it.
So I believe we stand.
Yes.
All right. See you guys next time. Let's go Yankees.
Look at these short shorts.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.